Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
Good morning, Sensei.
I would like to, before I give my talk, to welcome three students from William Patterson College who have thrown themselves into 2 hours of Zen practice. I guess I have a request that I'm going to start with, and that is that I would like you to ask yourself a question. And the question is, why did I really come to practice? Why did I really come to practice? And by really, I mean in your heart of hearts, what were you looking to get from Zen? So let's just sit together with that question for a minute or so. Barry Majid is a Zen teacher who is the Dharma successor to Charlotte Joko Beck. And Barry is trained in both the Soto and Rinzai traditions and is also a psychoanalyst. And in October of 2013, in October of this year, Wisdom Publications released a book that he wrote entitled Nothing is Hidden. And in the book, apparently he demonstrates, I haven't read it, but he demonstrates how he uses koans and his experience as an analyst to help students see what is cutting them off from life as it is, and hence what it is that is cutting them off from themselves as they are. And he says, quote, rather than conceal our true motivation behind a veil of high-minded aspirations, we should use practice to explore what has brought us to it in the first place. He goes on to say, if we do this, we will inevitably discover that we all have a secret practice, a personal psychological agenda, a fantasy about how practice will relieve our suffering by eliminating those parts of ourselves that are at the root of our problems. Or, he says, how practice will relieve our suffering by helping us actualize some superhuman ideal, walking on water, perhaps, living in non-stop bliss. So again, I'm going to ask a question. What is your secret practice? What is the real reason that you came to Zen? I'd like to share a haiku that I wrote related to this. It's pitch black until the full moon appears, and then nothing is hidden. I know I've talked about this many times before, but you know, for a spiritual practice to be complete, it must take into account not only our relationship with the world around us, but also our relationship with ourselves. And I know my personal experience is that I came to practice because I wanted to heal trauma that I had suffered in childhood. But I didn't know that, you know. I thought I had some lofty agenda because I wanted to be enlightened, because I wanted to be one with the universe, and read all the books, and had endless philosophical conversations with friends, when really the fundamental reason that I came to practice was I was in pain. So there's this gray area between spiritual practice and psychological work. And I seem to be drawn to that gray area and looking to understand it better and looking for ways to help students see that gray area and see the difference between what a spiritual practice can provide and what psychological work can provide and how those two things come together. So I've had this idea for a while about creating a workshop that takes up this question, that takes up this exploration. In 2 weeks, I will be retiring from my administrative job and will be devoting myself, hopefully for the rest of my life, to both my psychotherapy practice and my Zen practice. And at this point anyway, hoping to explore this area, this gray area. Explore what is the relationship between our spiritual self and our psychological self. And I'd like to, as I conceive of this workshop, hold this as an open question. Leaving it as an open question rather than looking for a final answer, which I don't think exists. I think it's ethereal. I think it moves all over the place. But I do think that we can have a clear relationship with this movement. And I would like the workshop to be a mutual exploration, bringing to life questions that we have about who we are, and using meditation, using zazen, using mindfulness, using self-awareness practices, readings, maybe a koan or two, and practice circles to have this workshop, to serve this workshop. And in addition to that, you know, maybe inviting people that would volunteer to come to the workshop, which I see taking place over a period of time, you know, maybe 5 or 6 weeks, and people from both the psychological world and the spiritual world to share the exploration with us, taking up this question of who are we? Who am I? And seeing if we have a secret practice that needs to be exposed to the full moon, needs to be brought into the light of day. So I mentioned this last part about my desire to create this kind of workshop because I certainly would welcome any thoughts or ideas that anybody has. You can certainly email me or talk to me here at the Zendo. Any input would be welcome. So let's just take another minute to ask ourselves the question that Barry Magid raises. What is your secret practice?